This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Joining Hi. Us on the telephone, it's our West correspondent and good friend, Al Jackson.
What?
Hey, Al, time? How are you?
Good morning,
hey!
Everybody.
Hi, Al.
Well, Al, I got to tell you, I had the under.
So did I.
This is so embarrassing. Just not only for myself, but for my whole race. I'm sorry, guys. I've been late. I was on a plane last week, and I actually had a five-hour delay at the airport yesterday, but I'm here right now.
Your excuses are your own.
That's okay.
Now,
are you, are
you... we enjoy the time we have together
are,
now.
Are you back in Los Angeles, Al?
I am. I was in Orlando over the weekend, and for the first time ever, I'd never seen it before. All these security machines at the Orlando airport shut down yesterday, so that's really good when people leaving Disney World. I've never seen anything like that in my life.
But
I made it, and I'm back here in L.A., and I'm here ready to give Tom his quiz. Is Tom ready?
Yeah, before we get to that, Al, I want to ask you something. I saw an article in Newsweek magazine. It kind of surprised me. Guess what genre of music has the most drug references?
Ooh, nice. Your first thought would be hip-hop, but right. I will go with country music.
Yep. You're correct in both counts. The assumption would be hip hop, but it's in fact last. The most references to drugs, according to a study by addiction.com, and that must be a fun place to work.
addiction.com, what do you got? Can I help you?
Every day you walk in, everybody says,
"Well, you can't
quit." Hi, Will.
I'm addicted to putting things in the garbage disposal. That's interesting. Hang on a second.
It's a good article in Newsweek, but that is a little bit confusing because then at the end, the top 20 artists that have drug references, many of them are, in fact, in the hip-hop genre, if you will. But,
well, there's so much more country music than hip-hop music.
Maybe the survey was. The number one drug mentioned, of course, marijuana,
that.
Which now that it's semi-legal in many places, we'll see. But very
in
good.
Country music, do they mention marijuana a lot? I always thought country music was about having your beer and your dog and your favorite truck.
Yeah.
Well, no, the marijuana, I think that it's far more accepting now than it used to be.
It was kind of a surprise. By the way, the rapper who's goes by the name Tyga.
Will you stop saying rapper?
He did say
rapper.
Chickster, please.
Yeah, rapper.
Oh, and by the way,
rapper.
Oh, Al, are you sitting down?
I am sitting down.
Okay, brace yourself. We did DNA tests. Where Dean got us all these DNA.
I'll give you a hint. What happened? What's going on, my brother?
These DNA tests where they check your DNA, and they can sort of talk about the geographical area in which your DNA may have been or originated. And although I think everyone eventually gets back to Africa, the only one who showed up with African blood was Chick McGee.
Yeah.
And I'm specifically...
I've always sensed that with Chick. You know,
I know
how,
it.
Like, other superheroes can detect other ones.
That's right.
Using their powers.
And it's either Nigeria or Cameroon, where I'm from. So I've been singing the Cameroon national anthem.
The chick liked their flag better, so he's got the Cameroon flag on his computer.
Yeah, Nigeria's flag's really kind of boring. Cameroon's very colorful.
And now chick is saying "you people" all the time.
And now okay. I'm sick of the white man. And now it's "oh Cameroon."
That's Canada.
I'm pretty sure that's Cameroon, Tom. You're embarrassing yourself. Okay.
And you know what? Since you found this out, chick, you're entitled to one one N-bomb a year.
You know what? Even though
welcome to the club.
Here's what I'm going to say about that. I will get back to you on that.
No, yeah. I don't. Okay.
Actually, I'll tell you right now, Al. He owes you 12.
What's happening?
Yeah,
I kind of lost my mind early. It was
now, Al. I ordinarily try to keep up with pop culture. This has been a rough couple of weeks for me, so I'm really kind of out of it. I'm not predicting a good result of today's quiz, but go ahead.
Okay, all right. We will start in the world of romance.
Okay.
Romance.
I don't know if you knew this, Tom. Obviously, we've talked about Tinder before.
Right.
But did you know that there is a black Tinder?
Uh-oh. Well, oh, the first thing that comes to mind is Cinder, but that that might be considered.
No,
what?
That's, I was going to ask.
Cinder, because a running tracks used to be made of cinders, and they were made of black cinders,
okay.
No? Sorry.
I am offended.
Return to Cinder.
That would be Cinder.
What do you think the name of that app is?
Give me a hint. I have no idea. Give me a hint. Is it? Well,
I don't know this. Do you know this?
Two words. The first one would be a way to describe an African American that has a great spirit about him. You call him this kind of brother.
Hmm.
And the second half is something you do when you're on Tinder. They both start with F.
Well, soul is obviously the first one. This starts with an S. Soul sex?
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
Is it?
That was close. What you do on Tinder. You don't have sex on Tinder, unfortunately. Not yet.
Soul search?
I don't know. Soul swipe.
Soul swipe.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Soul swipe.
You swipe on Tinder.
Are you on Soul Swipe?
I am not on Soul Swipe. I just found out about it, and I looked into it. I was like, all right, I can see what's up with this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, do they have, like, white swipe for...
you don't help.
Is this for black on black, if you will, or...
Black on black. We're not clicking on an icon on porn. It's just for black people, yes.
Okay.
But I assume, I guarantee, there's probably a ton of white people that are into black people on there.
Oh, okay, so you can be white and use it.
Yes, of course. I mean, Chicky knows. I mean, Chick should know everything now. He's in the club.
I got you.
Oh, jeez.
Tinder, please.
Al, if you stop laughing at that,
I will smack you in your brain.
Quit doing it.
Yeah, if you stop laughing at that, Al, it will end. All right.
I just like the way he says it. There's no malice in the way he.
No, not. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. There is no malice.
So, how many variations on Tinder? Rather, I saw the thing last week. There was an article saying that, as one would not think. Tinder is, I think they have surveyed them, they have said something like more than, was it 60 or 80% of the people on Tinder are actually looking for long-term relationships?
Oh, yes, definitely now, but it didn't start that way.
It started as just a meat market?
Right.
Well, yeah, I mean, but they say Tinder was, I guess, the meat market and eHarmony and Match are when you're kind of serious, right?
That's what they were saying, but now they're saying apparently if surveys indicate that Tinder, people on Tinder are actually looking for
I'm guessing
love.
Women are looking for something more. The men
guys aren't?
Just are still using it as a hookup. I'm guessing.
Now, you're a single guy, Al. Are you going to try out the new...
I will try it. My question is, could I, as an African-American, could I get on something like J-Date or something?
Sure.
Right.
I guess. I mean, you know. That's for those of the Jewish faith. Maybe it's.
I don't think so.
Now,
I don't think so either.
Do they have them extremely specific where a person from one specific area is looking for one from another? This kind of reminds me of when Chick and I used to do a thing on the radio called Tradio. Where, have you ever heard this? It's the greatest. You're driving through some rural area and there'll be a Tradio show and some guy. It's always something really specific. Well, I've got two tires and I'm trying to find a washing machine.
And
people call in.
I need the agitator from a Maytag from 1972.
So I'm sure there have to be websites for people that, maybe there's someone who's African-American who's interested in someone who is Asian, and maybe they have a whole, who knows?
Is that the dark web?
It's all out there. Everything is
I bet it is.
Yeah.
Isn't that Craigslist mostly that, though, maybe?
I'm just wondering. But obviously Tinder is very popular.
It's very popular.
Al, so far I'm 0 for 1. What else have you got?
That was a that was a good try.
You got soul.
You did get soul. So let's look at the positive. This one you're definitely going to get, Tom. I know you're a big hip hop fan, and I know you know who Snoop Dogg is.
Of course.
Can you tell me the crew or posse that he hangs around? What are his cohorts called? It's Snoop Dogg and who?
The Crips.
No, it's not in a gang.
Oh, sorry.
Jesus.
Christy, I would slow down on that one.
I thought he was a, wasn't he a gang member at one point? No.
He was, and I think still is. I don't think that really changed. I don't think he advertises that, but I don't think that's really went away.
Okay, I'm sorry. So he has his squad, if you will, his posse, his crew has a name.
Mm-hmm.
Squad.
Mm-hmm.
The Doggettes.
Doggettes.
The Red Puppies. Barons.
Like when you think of like Gladys Knight in the Pip.
Right.
Snoop Dogg and the Who.
Snoop Dogg. I really don't know.
And it's not the Pups.
Do you know this? I don't know.
I might know it.
What is it, Josh?
Is it the Dog Pound?
It is the Dog Pound.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, I was a Cleveland Browns fan. You must be offended that hasn't that been taken already?
It has, but we spelled dog D A W G
in Cleveland.
This is dog D O double G.
Okay,
both are misspelled.
D O double G.
Different ways.
Good to know.
All right, Tom, you're 0 for 2, but I feel like you're going to get this one. You kind of mentioned a Cleveland team, and this kind of leads to my next question. I was talking to a friend, and got in the subject of the Cleveland Indians logo, and he said, even as a white guy, the Cleveland Indians logo.
Oh, Chief Wahoo?
Chief Wahoo still bothers him. And I started thinking about, can you name any teams that have changed their logo? Chick, you can check out on this one. Because it was considered offensive.
Well, there are quite a few that should. I can tell
you
that.
Yes, there are. Starting with the Cleveland Indians.
I can only think of two that I know for sure.
Chief Wahoo is college,
the two I know are in college, definitely in college. Yeah.
Chief Wahoo, by the way, is the very buck-toothed, grinning, unfortunate single feather coming out of the Indians logo. But so it's a college team.
Yes, there are two college teams.
Wow, I know there was a high school team that referenced the atomic bomb.
What?
Remember that one?
No, what were they called? No, do you remember?
I don't think he's talking about high school teams.
There's a high school team in Hanford, Washington. I don't know what the name. Were they the enriched?
There really is.
They might be the Bombers or something. I'm not sure. What?
Yeah, I Chick, you take this one. I'm not gonna pick it up.
I think Miami University changed theirs from the Redskins to the Red Hawks.
Yes,
And then Stanford changed theirs from the Red Men to the Cardinal.
That's right. And also you could throw in there, Syracuse changed their name from the Orange Men to the Orange. And St. John's went from the Red Men to the Red Storm.
Red Storm, okay. That's right.
Yeah. You know what? The newer names on all of those are better.
Yeah, I agree.
Not they're just better. For PC reasons, but they're just stronger names.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
That's right.
Are people offended by the Fighting Irish?
Well, but an Irish guy will start a fight.
Now.
Wow.
It's a fact. No, I'm kidding. You know that.
Have they started to downplay the fighting part of it?
I don't think so.
The Irish?
I don't think that's a negative at all. Do you? I mean,
well, it's a pretty blanket.
Well, the team is fighting to win.
It's saying that Irishmen, but it's saying that they get
drunken fight.
That's the implication.
I don't think so. I think it's that there was a black guy
and he had a 40 in his hand. It was called the Fighting Brothers. Like, that would not be.
Right. Okay, so we'll give that one a yes. Thank you, Chick. Okay, Al. Al Jackson is our guest, by the way. Al's a great comedian. You've probably seen him on the BBC, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And now, what have we got for our last one, Al?
All right, our last one, we're going to go back in time a little bit. You know, Coachella was this past weekend, mm-hmm. and one of my favorite artists was there not too long ago. Her name was Lauryn Hill.
Yep.
And she was in a group called the Fugees. Can you name either one of the members of that group?
Hmm. It wouldn't be Quentin McHale.
Who?
He's saying Fuji because Fuji was the name of the Asian. What do they had him? Wasn't he a houseboy?
Yes.
Pretty much for
McHale's Navy.
McHale's Navy.
Fuji was the name of the prisoner of war that was their buddy.
Well,
yeah, yeah. He was more like a pet, I think. If you look back,
he was helping out. It was about how in peacetime they'd be friends again.
Tom, you're amazing.
That's probably not a good
reference.
One
word for him.
You know, God, I do know this, but I can't remember the guy's name. One of the guys had a bunch of solo hits, right?
Right. He's famous. He's Haitian. He ran for mayor of Haiti or president of Haiti.
Yeah, oh, God. What's his? Is it?
Name starts with a W. That's, I'll give you that.
Oh, God. Is there an apostrophe in it?
He is Haitian, so yes.
Yeah. I forget his name. I give up. What is it?
You're thinking of Wyclef Jean.
That's
what I was thinking of.
Yeah.
I always call him Wyclef Jean.
We still love you anyway, Christy.
Thank you.
Tom. Not a great week.
No, I told you. It's been a rough week. I've been super busy, but I wouldn't have gotten any of them had it not been a rough week. I can tell you that.
All right. Well, here's your final bonus question.
Okay, good.
And it's just one word, and I want you to just fill in the blank. All right? And I want you to live your life by this. All right. There's a saying that pimps don't do what?
Let's see. Take refunds.
Well, that's probably true.
I know it's one word.
Yeah,
these drugs are subpar. I'm going to talk to my...
I know it's hard being a pimp.
Yes.
Let's see. Is it from that song?
Yes. Go with that.
Oh, it is?
You can redeem yourself.
Oh, it's hard out here for a pimp.
Three Six Mafia. That was like an Academy Award winning song.
That's right.
Is it 3-6 or 9-8 or what is it?
3-6. Yeah.
Three Six Mafia. Yeah.
Of course I'd know.
It's hard out there for a pimp.
You should know.
Pimps don't do this. They also say.
Hang on, I'm about to get a hint here.
Yeah, here we go. You know what's
hard out here for a pimp.
He's
trying to get his money for the rent.
Is the answer getting money for the rent?
No, it's just one word. Pimps don't. Think about it.
Well, give me the first letter.
Oh, is it P? Is it P? Yeah, I know.
Pimps don't prosper?
No, C as in cat.
Oh, C. I thought it was pimps don't play. I thought that was it. No? Sorry, Al. I'm getting a little carried away.
Pimps
don't carry?
Well, close.
No, close.
I
can't do this in baseball.
Pimps don't catch?
That's the object of baseball. You lunatic.
Then it's not bunt.
Coach?
No, let's not do anything with
it. It's not bulk. I give up.
I like pimps don't coach. I like that very much. Look, you know you trade true. Or you don't, okay?
Yeah, you either work or you don't.
What's the answer?
Cry. Pimps don't cry.
Pimps don't cry.
Oh, there's no crying in baseball. That's of course, a movie reference. Thank you very much. Well, Al, I failed miserably.
Cry.
Of course pimps don't cry.
That's a song by CeeLo Green. I want you guys to listen to it when we're off the air.
I love CeeLo.
Pimps?
Yes.
So it's sort of, and that it's referencing, of course, Big Girls Don't Cry.
Yeah.
One of the more wretched songs from the Four
Big
Seasons.
I don't know if that's what he's channeling, but okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Al, always a pleasure. Al Jackson is our guest. Are you on the road this weekend?
I am not. I am in L.A. this week, and then I'll be on the road in the next week or two. So
we'll see you here in the studio soon.
I'll see you there in about 3 weeks. But in the meantime, I love you guys. And I'll talk to you soon.
Love you.
Thanks, Al.
Bye, buddy. Honey.
So long.
All right, guys.
A lot of zeros in today's quiz.
That was a tough one.
Yeah.
Pimps don't cry.
I like Pimps Don't Coach much better. Okay?
I do, too.
It's a lesson for
all. I'll bet there's a pimp out there somewhere who's a great coach.
Do your job.
And I bet there's a pimp who's crying right
Dogg,
now.
Snoop Dogg is a coach.
I'm oh, that's mean. A facet. That's a great idea for a TV show. A pimp.
That
like
cries.
He's a hardcore pimp, but he's also the coach of his son's little league team.
So, well, yes. I'm not involved in human trafficking. I take care of my boys.
Wow.
Hey, you win this one.
And possibly,
he's a kind-hearted pimp.
On the professional side, some of his, let's say, charges are brought in to help coach.
To motivate.
Yeah. To motivate, possibly give some speeches or... provide some sort of reward for someone.
The show just got canceled.
We have to do away with high school, jump into college.
Yeah. Right, yeah, yeah. We'll go to college ball. Yeah.
Michael Rosenbaum and Tom Welling take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
Their ultimate rewatch podcast. We're in the midst of season 7. And
Hold on. Obviously, we had a very successful television show for 10 years. That was Superman-based.
But we had to make everyone believe that you were Clark.
I gotta be honest, I was surprised at the end of this episode that I wasn't.
I was too!
Talkville, the Smallville Rewatch Podcast.
I'm not sure I knew when I was filming it that I was not me.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.